This podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith at Oars Capital, an SEC-registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Go to oarscapital.com or call 717-601-0651. Two semesters in a row, now coming up on a third, COVID is causing chaos on college campuses.
And what does that look like for students? We're going to talk to a few. And this is Chick to Chick.
Gary, this is really getting tough for these college kids. Two semesters, this is coming up on the third semester now. The COVID is really causing craziness at college campuses. Some schools are sticking with all virtual and others are having a hybrid approach. And the secretary for the Pennsylvania Department of Health and Education both said to colleges, please, please delay bringing these kids back to campus and stick with virtual as long as possible because of COVID.
And we've seen firsthand, because you and I still have students in college, where I had the one who graduated. Sam graduated at the end of last spring. Peyton went through being at Penn State as well with all of the virtual, and then is moving on to this last fall semester, moving into the spring semester. And it's a lot. It's not just about sitting in front of the Zooms. It's a lot more than that, especially a lot of that like mental instability of what's going to happen. That's what they're facing.
Yeah, they will tell you that the struggle is real. And speaking of college students, we went into our own nest and we're bringing in our own chicklets to talk about this. My son, Sean, is here. And I want to point out that Sean just graduated in December. So he is now a college graduate, but yay. Thank you. Did it 3.5 years. Mwah. Thank you, son, for saving your mama some tuition money. And your daughter is here too.
Yeah. So Peyton is actually the one who said to the two of us, wait a minute, we need to be talking about what students are going through, because this is no joke. And the coining the phrase, the struggle is real, is really real. So I'm really glad that we have the two of them. You know, Flora, you and I aren't ever sure if our kids are ever going to speak to us, let alone on a Zoom. And here they are in an actual podcast. So thank you, Sean and Peyton. And so can I just kick it off with you, Pates? You wanted to make this a podcast because you thought that this was important. And why did you think so?
I think there's been, you know, obviously like the high schoolers and the middle schoolers, like they're not able to go into their classrooms. I feel like a lot of the talk has been on them. And I feel like the college students are truly the ones who are struggling. I wouldn't say like the most, but I think acknowledging their struggle is just as important as acknowledging the other students who are also in school who are struggling too, because, you know, I'm in my core level classes. I'm lucky. I don't require having to go to a lab or having to go to like clinical or anything like that. But it has been really tough. And I think acknowledging that and seeing that these college students, although, you know, we are on our own, most of us know how to time and like manage our time and all that. But, you know, it is important to acknowledge that this is a hard time for us college students for sure.
And I think that is a really fair point to bring up, because so much of the attention has been on the high schools, the high school kids, the elementary kids. You guys are having a tough time as well. I'm going to turn to my chicklet now. Sean, I got plenty of phone calls from you that you were having a tough time. What was difficult about your virtual education?
I mean, it was definitely a learning curve, not only just for me, but obviously the professors. This was new for all of us. And I think the main component that became difficult was communication. We were no longer in a class environment where we're able to just ask questions freely about projects, tests, anything ongoing in the class. Instead, we're having to reach out through discussion boards and emailing. Obviously, not all of our professors are there and accessible at all times. So if you have a pressing question, sometimes that doesn't get answered and adds to the struggle. Another thing that I've noticed for students, at least at my school, is that there's inconsistencies with projects being due. Since the professors aren't necessarily always on Blackboard, which is a program that we use, they're not consistent with due dates. So things change, we're not notified, and it for me, at least, there wasn't really a struggle with keeping up with my stuff, but keeping up with things when things were due. And that has been the biggest challenge for me.
So you really had to stay
over there being a bobblehead. She's agreeing with
like,
oh my gosh.
You had to stay on your toes. You just didn't know which direction things were coming from.
Things were always changing, constantly inconsistent.
Yeah. And Peyton, I know you experienced some of that. You had some frustration, maybe lend some thoughts to what Sean, you know, was talking about and what you were actually frustrated with.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's been a struggle for some professors. I know a lot of professors I've had in person, they strictly just lecture and they don't put anything online. So especially when we went to online format, it was like a whole new world. I think the struggle is that a lot of these professors, I think what I've struggled with is that I think they think we have all this time on our hands now. They're like, you're at your apartment. You're not going anywhere. So why not do this assignment? Here's another one. Here's another one. And it's insane the amount of assignments that they give us. And then within that, you know, I had a professor who I didn't know what any due date was. She never put it up. So that was hard because not only am I keeping up with my other classes that are just as much work, I'm trying to contact her on when things are due and getting them in on time, getting them done properly, not procrastinating on it. And so, you know, it was hard. I felt like I was constantly on my laptop.
Well, the thing that's interesting is I'm hearing the same thing coming out of both of you. And I think the message is for colleges that I hope that perhaps they will be listening to this podcast. They need to improve communication with students and they need to improve access that students will have with their professors, because you guys are saying the exact same thing and you go to two different schools.
I want to know what it's been like mentally. There hasn't really been a social life that's really attached to college. I know it's a little different for you, Sean. You got out in 3.5 years. You are working and you're doing different things. But for both of you, what has this been like mentally? You're young people. You're used to getting out and going and doing. Talk to me about that.
I mean, it's certainly far from the regular college experience. College is now just strictly handing in assignments, turning in different projects, and the fun has been completely evaporated from the college experience. And I know we're not supposed to go to school to have fun and party, but that's also a part of it in growing up and becoming well-rounded individual before you hit the workforce. But it's definitely, yeah, the fun has been completely removed from the college experience.
Yeah, it's definitely taken a toll on my mental health for sure. Just like I said, constantly being glued to this, you know, there were days where I'd have Zooms all day long. And right when I get off of it, I'm like, well, I'm right here. Why don't I just do my assignments? And then I realize I have gone from 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock, just constantly on my laptop. And I, you know, it doesn't hit me until afterwards. You know, thank God I have my roommate and it's just us two and we do have fun together. And I'm really thankful for her. But it's been tough because it's not the same. You don't have the interaction on campus. You know, you don't have the interaction of your friends as much as you want to. And just constantly doing these assignments and having, like we were talking about, the lack of communication, it weighs on you even more, just the stress of getting things done, the stress of making sure they're done well, and not really being able to have that one-on-one conversation with your professors.
All right, here comes the $50 million question. This is the final question, and it's for both of you. Sean and Peyton, do you guys feel like you're really learning anything in this format? Sean, you go first.
I mean, online education was here prior to the pandemic, and that was something that I participated in. And I think online education is certainly easier because you have resources at the palm of your hand. At the same time, though, when you're taking tests and things that you're supposed to normally study for, everything's become open book. You're not sitting in a regular testing environment where you have to retain the knowledge and apply that to a test. You can use your phone to look up notes. You can use your textbook to have things that you noted down and reference that while you're taking a test. So it's certainly less challenging in being able to apply knowledge that you've learned from your education, but it has been more difficult in staying on top of turning in projects and staying on top of my agenda for each class.
All right, Peyton, your turn.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the class. For my class, for my majors, I'm so interested in it, so I'm already paying attention for sure. But those classes that are, you know, gen eds and whatnot, like Sean said, everything's kind of at your disposal right there. But I will say, for my roommate, she's a nursing major, and she brought up a very good point about being online and learning. She said, when you're in the field, no one's going to quiz you on, you know, what you know. You're going to have your book, your little book right there. You're going to be able to look up medicines on the computer, et cetera. So in this world, we are able to access those things easily. So yes, being able to remember them is great, but what about being able to find them in the textbook that you have? So being able to know, the professor said, I'd rather you not memorize everything, but be able to find it in the textbook so you can find it later on. So I thought that was pretty interesting to like kind of realize, like, yes, although it's tough learning on an online format and truly memorizing things, but being able to find it later is just as important, if not more important, honestly, than in my opinion. So I think it's been hard if you're really, you can check out. I mean, I know people have been sleeping in their beds while they're on the Zoom classes. I know I've gone to make a little snack or something like that, but I mean, yeah, I'm guilty for it for sure. But you know, I think it's been okay. It truly just depends on the class and how motivated you are.
I'm proud of both of you because you really did go through a lot of hoops. I know that you're finished now, Sean. So bravo. And, you know, Peyton, you've learned a lot through all of this, and I think that you'll do really well in your, you know, next semester here and moving forward. These kids learned a whole lot.
Yep. Hey guys, thank you so much for stopping whatever you were doing to chat with your mamas and give kisses to Tilly back there. Is she asleep, Sean?
We've bored her.
Where is she? Hi, Tilly. She's asleep. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, chicklets.
Thank you. Mwah.
Love you guys.
Mwah. Love you.
Bye. Wow, wow, wow. I think that we both learned a lot by actually listening to our kids. And I really hope, again, as I had mentioned before, that maybe colleges and universities listen to this podcast to understand that kids are struggling. And if this is the way it's going to be, they've got to make some changes and make some improvements to help these kids out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, out of the mouths of babes, they told us what is going on. I'm certain many of these higher level learning institutions are doing the best they can, as much as they can, you know. I do think that they really need to listen to their students. And I do think that these professors really need to listen to what they have to do to make it better for them with this new environment.
Absolutely. And I'd like to thank all of you for listening to us. As usual, we're all over social media, and we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.